Hello and welcome to our VIP Post Shine teleconference. I'm Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo and I'm excited to be back with you. It's been a little over a week since our big event, and those of you who are on this call were actually with me in person in the room, and it's just exciting to reconnect. So as you know, as part of your package, when you signed up for the VIP package, in addition to the amazing meals that we all had at the event, you had access to a pre-teleseminar and a post-teleseminar and a couple of other goodies, extra goodies in your goodie bags that everybody else didn't get. So I wanted to bring you back, not so much to finish some of the sections that we didn't finish. That's a different call. And that's a call that's open to everyone, including all the webcast people. That's where I'm going to continue some of the content that we didn't get to, some of the case studies, some of the protocols, and that's what we're going to do there. But here I wanted to more bring things together, like you've got this body of information now, and maybe you don't have it all committed to memory, and maybe you're not as fluent with it as you would like to be, but you've got a body of information, and now what do you do so that you can take the time that you invested in being at Shine and create some results with your clients right away? So I love to teach, as you know. I love to get into a lot of detail. I love to take you to places that you never have gone before in terms of improving and just expanding your horizons about what's possible and how to work with people. So that's what I plan to do tonight. And I'm going to look to see if you've got any, if you want to watch on the web, you've got to click over to the left-hand side where it says slides, and you'll get to see my slide presentation. These are not necessarily new, a few of them are, but they're things that we kind of went through at Shine where I want to really reinforce that now what do you do next? I don't know how many times I've been to continuing ed seminars and things that were 2 and 3 day weekend workshops where I came back, it's like, okay, now what? And then you get back into the mode of your day-to-day life and all that great stuff that you learned that you planned to put into practice right away gets buried in a notebook somewhere. If you've ever had that experience, go ahead and type into the Q&A, yes, I've had that experience. So let's just begin. Let's just jump right in. And I'd like to begin by bringing us back to the heart center, bringing us back to a place that is you getting in touch with your inner self, with your ability to heal. And this is something for you to be teaching people over and over again. And that's the heart, the appreciation, and the breathing. And this is techniques that I've taken from the Institute of Heart Math. And so go ahead and just put one hand, your right hand over your heart, your left hand over your belly. And then take a few long, slow, deep breaths as you feel the tensions of the day just melt away. And allow your chest and your abdomen to fully expand on the inhale, and then to let go and compress on the exhale. Meanwhile, allowing your shoulders to drop away from their perch up close to your ears. It's a visual that you can't help but see and feel. And just go ahead and take a few more deep breaths. And on the next breath, breathe in as if you're breathing right into that heart where your hand is. Right in. You're breathing, breathing, breathing. Fresh, light, new air. And then on the next breath, breathe in a deep sense of appreciation and awe at where you are and who you are, and at the mission that you have in the world. And you can find a place to go, like I go to the beach, but you can also use this as an opportunity to see life the way you desire it to be and have that really fresh and vivid in your mind. And when you do that at the same time as to paying attention and focusing on the love and appreciation in your heart, magical things start to happen. Go ahead and take one or two more long, slow, deep breaths, and then come back. Be with me, your brain on fire, your heart's on fire, and ready to take in and drink the nectar of all that is and all that's possible for you. Wonderful. If you would like, this picture is in the slide presentation. It's on your screen. You have a full size and a non-full size. They print beautifully. And there's one at the beginning. There's one at the end. There's also some in your Shine digital package. The handout section is just black and white, but the digital package, it's nice and brightly colored. And there's a beach one. There's a forest one. And if you just want to print them and hang them around your room, it's going to remind you to go to that place of appreciation and love and breathing. That's going to shift you from which part of the nervous system to which? From the sympathetic dominant fight flight part to the parasympathetic rest and repose, the part that heals. And the more tools you have to help your clients get into that space, the better results you're going to get. And as usual, I'm not presenting medical information, and this is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. It's not medical advice. And when you're speaking to your clients, you are telling them, this is not medical advice. It's just sharing of knowledge from me and from the research that I've done. And I want you to make your own healthcare decisions in conjunction with your practitioner. Now, you may say this to people. You may not always find that they have a practitioner that they're working with, and you may find that they do indeed, and the practitioner is either on board or not. But this is important stuff to share, and I would share this kind of a disclaimer on all the pages of your website and whenever you work with people, even on your, I don't do it on all my handouts, but it could possibly potentially go there. Because people ask me all the time, well, what if I'm not a practitioner? Can I read their labs? I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a chiropractor. I don't have a license to do this. You don't need a license to help people define their obstacles and share information that can help them to move forward. And in fact, sometimes having a medical license is a detriment because you're up against the scrutiny of medical boards who say, oh, what are you doing? You're not doing drugs and surgery. You're up for, you know, misdemeanor or whatever. So just be grateful for where you are, for the knowledge you have, for the skills you have, and just be open and loving about sharing it with your clients. Remember this? I thought I had put in the, oh yeah, you can't do it on Instant Teleseminar. Yeah, this is the slide that we built for you, where you start with the stress that it happens, an acute stress signals the amygdala, you know, the eyes, the ears send that signal. The amygdala goes, ah, goes into the hypothalamus and signals that immediate autonomic nervous system. That's what ANS is up at this top here. Let me see if I can use my pen. There it is. Let's see. The ANS here up at the top. And then it signals the adrenal medulla to secrete epinephrine, and you go, ah, and you run. That's basically, in a nutshell, the acute stress situation. But remember, we talked about how that acute situation, when it happens over and over, becomes more of that chronic situation, and it doesn't necessarily signal the adrenaline rush as much, but more the cortisol, that slow backup system of cortisol. So that signaling goes from the amygdala into the hypothalamus down into the anterior pituitary. So it secretes a hormone called CRH, goes down to the anterior pituitary, which secretes a hormone called ACTH, which signals the adrenal cortex to produce cortisol. Cortisol affects lots of things. Turns off the digestion so you can shunt all your energy to your extremities and get away from the tiger. Stimulates the immune system, or actually depresses the immune system. Puts a damper on the cardiovascular, causes the blood pressure to rise and cholesterol to rise and some unfavorable things to happen there. Causes the increase of inflammation, inflammatory cytokines and interleukins. And those depress T4 to T3 conversion and decrease TSH and inhibit receptor receptivity for the thyroid. Remember, every cell has receptors for your thyroid. So I don't care how well your thyroid's producing. I don't even care how well your thyroid's converting from T4 inactive to T3 active. If you're not, you don't have active receptors that are open and ready and willing to take the signal, it ain't gonna work. So that's what we talked about. This is where we started our sessions together and how complicated it is. And in addition to the effects on the thyroid, has effect on blood sugar because cortisol raises the blood sugar by mobilizing stored sugar so that you can run away from the tiger. And then that blood sugar has an effect on the thyroid. And it's this whole very interconnected cycle. And this is the stuff we spent 3 days going over. But what does this mean to you in daily practice? Do you have to have all these things memorized? Well, it would be helpful if you could give somebody an explanation. Not maybe as scientific as this, but if you can explain to them the different pieces that get involved and what stress is doing to their system, because it helps them to see why it's important to shift. But this is called the HPAT axis. But remember, chronic stress is not just about having nervous tension, having anxiety, being worried. It has to do also with a lot of other factors in the body, including digestive distress from gut bugs and dysbiotic organisms, meaning organisms that are not what belong in your gut but are growing out of control anyway. Inflammation, infections, food stress, like the chemicals and pesticides and additives that are in the foods. Obesity causes stresses of its own, produces things like cytokines from the fat and excess estrogens. Blood sugar swings, anemia, immune system disturbances, injuries, toxic exposures, and poor sleep. All of these are stresses. So it's not just about worry. It's not just about fear. It's about all these other pieces. And when you're working with people, you're going to work on all of these systems. And you're going to identify for each individual person what's key. What's the key thing that's holding them back? So if you take nothing else away from this conference, it's that there are a lot of different stressors, and your job is to identify them. Once you identify them, your job is then to help and guide and educate your client to get back on track. And remember, this HPAT axis is critical to people being healthy, to them having energy, to the metabolic rate of every cell being up, to healing, to the immune system, to digestion. It's critical. In medicine, in Western medicine, there are really no tools to help balance the HPAT. But we have a lot of tools. And when we do our finish-up lecture, I think it's tomorrow afternoon, and of course it'll be recorded and you can watch it if you can't make it live, but we're going to go into some of those protocols that we didn't get a chance to do at Shine. The nutrients, foods, stress and stress management techniques and things like yoga and Tai Chi and heart math. Your environment, cleaning up the environment, cleaning up the digestion, the sleep and other hormones. These are all important in balancing your HPAT axis. But you knew that because you're here, right? You knew that. Whoops. My mouse is at it again. It's a rapid fire. Okay. But remember the cycle. Remember the vicious cycle. And it starts with stress, whether it's physiologic stress, mental, emotional stress, injury stress, lifestyle stress. And we want to transform it. And that technique we just did, heart math, will take you from, you know, frazzled and razzled to laying on the beach. Wouldn't you like to be there lying on the beach? And that's how you work. Your office is right there on the beach with your laptop. Just have laptop. We'll travel. But we need to do this in a particular order. We can't just haphazardly do it. Well, we can, and we might get some results. So no, don't get me wrong. But if you really want to get the best results and the most reliable and consistent and repeatable results, it's best to do this in order. And they could become done concurrently as long as the one before is not initiated after the one after, if you know what I mean. So what we're going to do is heal and optimize your digestion. Well, if your digestion has issues or your client's digestion has issues, you're going to start there, because how the heck are you going to get any nutrients in How are you going to get all the foods and the nutrients and all the things you're talking about getting into the system? You're not going to. So digestion is key. And it doesn't mean you have to work on the digestion before you work on the blood sugar, but you're doing things to work on them concurrently. You're not going to jump in and say, well, I'm just going to work on the thyroid without working on the digestion first. Because if you do, the results are not going to be as good. So you're basically looking at healing and optimizing the digestion. Next in line would be blood sugar if it's out of balance. Next is adrenals because of the effects the adrenals have on all the other hormones. And then the thyroid and then other things. When you've got somebody with chronic problems, with chronic low energy, with chronic pain, brain fog, belly fat, you're bound to find a problem, an imbalance in one of these key areas. Very important. So now what? You've learned all this stuff, and maybe it just seems like a lot of academic minutiae. Believe me, I've cut down on the academic minutiae. Believe me, I brought it down to a place where it's just what I really think you need to know. Because we don't all need to memorize all kinds of biochemical pathways. We don't all need to have things at our disposal unless that's necessary every day. Unless that's something you're going to be working with every day. So if you're like a psychiatrist who works with the medications with people, understanding how those medications work and which pathways nutritionally they can interrupt is going to be important. So for that, in that case, it's more important to really learn all the and memorize these things so you can have a quick access to it. But now what is, let's put it into action. And as I told you, I started my practice 23 years ago. It was back in 1991 is when I graduated and I started out in practice. And you know, I was idealistic, I still am. And I didn't have a whole lot of tools in my toolbox. And over time, I learned the hard way. I put a lot of new techniques into place, and some of those I'm sharing with you. There's no way I could teach you everything I know in a 3-day Shine conference or in a Shine conference plus 2 follow-up teleseminars. There's a lot there, and it will take time. And that's why we created our nutritional endocrinology practitioner training, which a lot of you stepped in and said yes to. We are looking for root cause, and please don't forget that. I know we all have this tendency to say, oh, I have a patient client with XYZ. What can they take for that? What can they do for that? And you're going to learn, and you are learning, that it's not just about a this for that approach. That's allopathic herbalism. That's not true health. We're looking to identify the obstacles, get to the root cause of the problem, and then put corrective measures in place and teach them and educate them. And it's about balance. It's about restoring balance, because we get out of balance every day. There's assaults to our balance every day. From the time a person wakes up and gets out of bed till the time they go to bed, there are a lot of stressors. Donna, who spoke to us about the chemical issues and exposures, has a book, an ebook, that's the first hour of the day, and all the chemicals, just chemicals alone, that a person gets assaulted with in that first hour of the day. Let alone they turn on the news, they've got a kid that's lost their notebook and is trying to head out the door and has a test today, and the traffic is brutal. I mean, if you work outside the home, by the time you get to work, you've had more stress in that morning than cavemen had in their lifetime, probably. And that's with tigers chasing them. And that might be a bit of an exaggeration, but we have more stress in that short period of time between the time we wake up to the time we make it into work, if we work outside the home, than people in days gone by had in much, much longer periods. So it's a matter for you to help the person see it, because you don't see it when you're in the midst of it. You don't see the stress when you're in the midst of it. You don't even see that you're stressed. I never knew I was tired until I looked back on it. So our jobs are to identify what are the things that are getting them out of balance. And then it's going to be a balancing act to bring it back together. You have the ability to step by step get results with people. And it's really important not to skip steps. we tend to want to just jump right to, let me just give them an herbal protocol. Let me just make them an herbal brew to solve that problem. And indeed, no, it's just not that way. I like to call it the valor approach, step by step to phenomenal results. And this is, we teach this in just about all my programs and in the nutritional endocrinology training program as well. Connect with what matters most. And this is for you to create balance in your practice and create the dream business that you want, but also your clients to get in touch with what they want. And you help them to do that so that they can stay focused on doing the things that you're asking them to do to restore their health. And we honed in on this a lot at Shine, and we hone in on it a lot in NEPT. Ask the right questions to assess where they are now, what brought them here, and what's getting in the way. The right questions can uncover an answer relatively quickly. Then you want to do labs and exams to determine what's the current state of health and what imbalances exist right now, this point in time. Order the protocols in advance. So looking at, do they have digestive stuff? Yep, that's number one. Do they have blood sugar stuff? Yep, that's number two. Do they have adrenals? Yes. Maybe in some people, one or the other, one or more are missing. That's great. You still can follow the order. Then you put your stuff into place. You do your magic. Based on what you see, based on their biochemical individuality, you're going to restore balance using what? Diet, lifestyle, and supplementation. And last but not least is the last R. So it's valor with a rolling R. Reassess and adjust at regular intervals to make sure that you're on the right track. This is a piece that so many practitioners leave out. And I believe that when you bring this piece in, things are going to shift and solve much more quickly. So reassess and adjust their protocols, their what they're taking, what they're eating, how they're moving at regular intervals. And this is can be a thing where you can use this technique, this step, as a part of your marketing for building your clientele. If you create a little package of programs, a little package of consultations, and the last one of them is the reassessment, then you can reassess and tell them what more they need to do and engage them if they need you to move on. And if they don't, great. Then you ask them for a testimonial. But that gives you the way to show them the value of what they just did with you and to really be clear that they need to keep going or not. And there's the functional hierarchy. We may shift it a little bit as we go lower down. We may be working on immune things at the same time we're working on thyroid because it's so critical. We might be working on immune things the same time we're working on digestion or blood sugar because of leaky gut and autoimmunity. But really, digestion is king, followed by blood sugar, adrenal, and thyroid. And then the rest of it follows after that, and you can uniquely set it up. But if you know somebody has a thyroid problem and you just start working on the thyroid problem and ignore the digestion and blood sugar problem, you're not going to get them the same results. And you're going to be frustrated. So that's our functional hierarchy. And in light of that, how do we rebalance the HPAT, which is what we came to learn at Shine? How do we rebalance it? Well, we start where? Where do we start with? Digestion, right? And one of the approaches that's commonly used in functional medicine is the 4R program. Remove, replace, repair, and re-inoculate. So let's just go through those relatively quickly, but this is critical. If you can learn how to do an effective 4R program with people, you're going to help them to clear out a lot to restore the nutrient status in their body by improving the absorption. So you're going to remove the irritants, foods, toxins, and organisms. What does that mean? Well, if you're eating foods that aggravate the gut, like caffeine and alcohol and hydrogenated fats and processed sugars, yeah, get rid of them. And that may take you a few weeks to coach somebody through. You get rid of all the toxins. So toxins that you take in the food are prime when you're talking healing the digestive tract. You know, things that are pesticides and additives and preservatives and colors that are in the food. And then organisms. And those are the guys that take up residency in your gut. And they are not belonging there and they wreak havoc. So you're basically remove the toxins, the foods, toxins, and organisms. Replace what's missing, like the nutrients from eating processed foods, like the enzymes for digesting and breaking down the food. Then you repair the damage and re-inoculate with friendly bacteria. We use the word inoculate. You're not going to be injecting. Re-inoculate. It's like putting the good bacteria in so they hopefully take hold and crowd the other guys out. So that's where we start. We start with digestion. We start with the 4-hour program. You may have a slightly different version of this than I do. That's okay. There's more than one way to skin a cat, as they say. Although, personally, I don't like the idea of skinning cats. And it's a good system. Then, and only then, either while you're working on the digestion or after it, you're going to look at restoring their sugar balance. And a lot of folks don't know they have sugar imbalance. And you have to educate them so they do recognize the symptoms. And we went through that in a little bit of detail in Shine, but there are some other resources on my site that have a lot more detail on that. And our upcoming free webinar a week from tomorrow on blood sugar balancing and insulin resistance. So I highly recommend that you attend. You should have gotten an invitation already. So we want to increase the insulin sensitivity. And I put that first, and that's by helping them to take some nutrients like chromium and magnesium and DHA and vanadium. We'll talk way more about that on our call next week. Decrease their insulin need. How do you do that? You get rid of refined carbohydrates and sugars and things that require a lot of insulin to digest. You reduce their inflammation. How do you do that? Well, that can be a number of things, and we'll go through that all when we do our blood sugar balancing program. But suffice it to say, controlling inflammation is important not just for blood sugar balance, but for everything. We optimize the fat burning and lean muscle mass building and minimize the impact of the candy bar eating effect of stress. So these are the steps that I take people through. There's a lot more to it, but this is the steps for sugar balance. And then you've got those taken care of. You can take on some actions that rebalance the adrenals, like chill out. Easier said than done for somebody who is very hyper and hypervigilant in their nervous system. Okay, and there's these brain wired connections that are going to need to be reprogrammed in order for somebody to truly chill out and to be healthy. Okay, so chill out, de-stress activities, there's some hormone reset actions, movement, sleep, diet, nutrients, herbs, and bioidentical hormones. All of these pieces are important parts of rebalancing the adrenals, which is part of the hierarchy. So what are some lifestyle things you can teach your people to do to support their thyroid? And by the way, these are generic. On our call tomorrow evening, we will be going through more detail and we'll share with you some habit, some lifestyle support that is a little bit different. Maybe if they've got exposures that someone else doesn't have, or if they've got their own garden and they can take care of it. So we're basically going to support the thyroid via diet and lifestyle, and then we can look at some supplements, unless somebody you're working with is so far gone that you know they need them right away. Purified water, halides, chlorine, and bromide. We're going to get rid of those. You have to get rid of those. They antagonize iodine. Grow your own veggies, minimizing thyroid inhibitors like pesticides and synthetic colorings and flavorings and environmental toxins. Stick to an alkaline diet. That's another thing. If you get somebody to do a 80% alkaline diet, that can clear things up pretty quickly. Balance the estrogen levels. And it's interesting how estrogen ties into thyroid, because when you are low in iodine, which is important for your thyroid to make its thyroid hormones, when you're low in iodine, you can't make enough thyroid hormone. When you're low in iodine, you also can't convert the proliferative estrogens, the ones that can contribute to breast cancer, and you can't contribute those into the protective one. So you can't convert the estrone and estriol into estrone and estradiol into estriol, which is the more protective. We go through a lot more of that in our NEPT sex hormones module. So it's really important. If you've got somebody who's doing a lot of fluorine and chlorine and bromine, right, and they're interrupting their iodine, it's also going to affect the estrogen levels. So when you've got high levels of estrogen, it increases something called thyroid binding globulin. You remember that? That's the protein that floats around the bloodstream carrying thyroid. Massaging thyroid, get people in to get circulation to their thyroid. And then rebounder and TTAP are good exercises to support the thyroid. So see, I'm giving you some lifestyle things. Like I said, we'll go into more details on the more public call so everybody gets it. It's important to talk to people about food. This is what distinguishes us from medical practitioners who don't bring the food in, and even from a lot of functional medicine practitioners who go straight to the supplements. Yes, supplements are important. And yes, if you've got somebody with a super crashed T3 and a good T4 and they're not converting, selenium and iodine and magnesium and zinc are all really useful and helpful. But you don't just give people supplements and have them think that they're safe. They've got to learn to make changes in their diet and include an abundance of fresh foods filled with antioxidants. And there you have it. Drink juices and smoothies, even wheatgrass. But remember what Dr. O'Brien said. Don't make wheatgrass juice from wheatgrass that's over 17 days because you have the traces of gluten in it. Huge amounts of produce, all the rainbow, colorful. And then kale at the top, one of my favorite vegetables. So these are all important that you teach people the practical strategies for balancing the HPAT because there aren't other people doing it. There are people out there who claim to be functional medicine doctors or integrative physicians, and they're not actually looking at the food in the way that we are, in the way that we're teaching you. They're just paying lip service to it. You can't have people continue to eat packaged foods and get healthy on it, okay? And this is up to you to teach them or provide the resources or team up with someone else who loves to teach the food. All these things are important. All the greens, omega-3s, which you can get in the chia seeds, hemp seeds, flax seeds, the sea vegetables. And they're new for a lot of folks. So you're going to be creating little handouts and recipes and teaching people more about this. That's the practical stuff. Food classes are a great way to get people into your fold. People love to eat. And if you start doing neighborhood food classes where you teach them how to make quick and easy, like Tony always says, the five and five, five ingredients in less than 5 minutes. People want that, and you can teach it to them. And if you don't want to teach food, then what you do is you team up with someone who does, and you be the brains behind the food. Like they're the hands and they talk about the food, but you can talk about how it's affecting people's bodies. And you can offer consultations with people. People need what we have. They need it, and they need to be taught how to eat because we don't know how to eat. We learned it from mom and dad. Where'd they learn it from? Well, back in the 50s and 60s when I was growing up, they learned a lot from the newly found TV sets that were advertising, from the meat and dairy councils who were giving skewed information. I'm not saying you have to be 100% vegetarian by any stretch. It works for a lot of people. It doesn't work for everyone. But I'm saying that you need to have way more plant matter than most people have these days. Very important. Very important. Elixirs. We learned how to make elixirs. And I want to just say that when you teach people these little recipes for elixirs, they're not going to work for everyone. Most people take them and they go, wow, this is cool. But there are some that are going to say that something didn't agree. We had somebody on our energy recharge program who wrote in that said, I tried that elixir, and since I tried the elixir, I'm agitated and I'm getting headaches. And I'm like, whoa, something in that disagrees with you. And you have to stop it and then test each individual nutrient. But it's critical using herbs, special herbs to help balance your blood sugars, herbs to help balance your thyroid. It's good stuff. There are hormone nourishing meal ideas, whether it's thyroid, whether it's adrenal, whether it's your hormones, your sex hormones. Certain ways of eating can help support the system. And we know that breakfast, we want to have a decent amount of protein to keep the hormones steady. And that doesn't mean it has to be bacon eggs. It could be chia seeds with hemp seeds sprinkled on top of it and a smoothie or a juice. I love big salads with omega-3 rich salad dressings and seed toppings. I like making green blender soups. In fact, I had one tonight because my husband made it for me. He just steamed up a whole bunch of vegetables and blended them. It could be steamed done or raw. Wraps are awesome ideas for meals. Wraps using green leaves. I was talking to somebody today. She goes, yeah, I'll teach them how to make a lettuce wrap as a snack. Yeah, pretty cool. If you can just have them reach into a bag of romaine hearts and plop on some sunflower pate. Awesome. And then, you know, steamed vegetables, of course, that's the simple and ho-hum, but it can be made into things that are beautiful by putting them all into a big bowl and making great sauces from it. So what's screwing around with your HPHT? What's messing up with your hypothalamus, your pituitary, your adrenal, your thyroid, creating stress in the body? Charred meat, heterocyclic amines. There are some genetic SNPs that I see very commonly when I look at genetics that say, woo, this is a gene that is not gonna make you efficient at deaminating and detoxifying heterocyclic amines. All right, well, if I have that SNP, I want to stay away from that stuff. Processed high glycemic foods, flour, sugar, grains. Grains, not necessarily all grains, but most grains. Quinoa may be good, or maybe amaranth or teff, depending on a person. But if you can get them to do a reset diet where they stay away from all these things, they include the things that they're lots of greens and juices and good, clean sources of protein. You can come a long way in getting them. And a lot of times you can explain to them, look, it's just temporary. Let's just see. Let's just get you on this and we'll see and we'll test things later. When you get them clean enough for long enough, they try to test things back. They don't want to. They don't want to go back. So chemical-laden foods, we know that there's things in our plastics and in the cans, food in cans and plastic, because they leach hydrogenated and oxidized fats. They're little free radical scavengers. They're jumping around through your system. You eat them, they jump around looking for partners to stabilize them, which leaves yet another molecule unstable. Caffeine is a big stimulant. It whips the horse without providing extra nutrition. Dairy and gluten are foods that they have inflammatory responses to them, and a lot of people develop autoimmune diseases, which affects the HPHT, if you recall. And then excess alcohol certainly can be problematic. So these are things that you want to teach your clients to avoid slowly, little by little, one at a time. Here's some of the foods that support. Coconut oil. It's loaded with medium-chain triglycerides, which is fast fuel for the brain. Omega-3 fats, not as fast fuel as coconut oil, but the omega-3s are what help make up our tissue membranes and what keep us from spasming or staying calm. Then we have other really potent foods that can support: Brazil nuts, cumin, pomegranate, adaptogenic herbs like ashwagandha, eleuthero, medicinal mushroom. And don't forget your probiotic foods. Those are the good guys, the good organisms that are going to crowd out the bad guys. And then I listed kimchi and kefir. If you can find those, they're awesome, awesome food. Okay. Oh, did I miss something? Oops. Okay. So adaptogenic herbs like ashwagandha, eleuthero, medicinal mushrooms, there's a lot of them. That's just a naming a few that affect the thyroid, the adrenal, they affect the pituitary. Probiotic foods like yogurt, kimchi, and kefir, which you can make. And we are going to have a special presentation at our Vital Healing Kitchen on Saturday with one of our practitioners in the program, Steph, who spoke. You heard her at Shine when we asked questions about fermented foods. Well, I've gotten her to agree to come on down, and she's going to be in the kitchen with me, and we're going to be making some probiotic foods that support your immune system and are helpful for breast health, which is our theme of the month. Okay, so there's a lot that you can do here, and you can buy a lot of these foods. And breathe. You get them to do this 5 times a day. Take a minute to do it yourself again. Right. How was that? So these are the things for you to take into action. And further than that, people ask me, well, how do I get people, you know, to trust me to do these things, to see me as having expertise in this area? Well, you just do it and you talk it. Like when Tony spoke the other day and I spoke to her privately, she said, you know, people just come up to her and say, oh yeah, you're doing that endocrinology program. You must be a hormone expert. Can you talk to our group? Tell people what you're doing. Tell people who you're associated with. It's huge. You can do community education. I would say scheduling talks in your churches. You know, rent a hall in the church if you are a member. Oftentimes you can get it for free. Schools, the library. And look for local support groups related to health topics. Gluten-free, celiac, fibromyalgia. They're all over. And you go and you call them up, you say, you know, I'd love to share a talk with your people about how the effects of food and nutrition on this particular condition. You can get on online forums and just start making friends with people and posting, and then they see how smart you are and they want to work with you. Being right in your own blog or being a guest blogger. I am always looking for guest bloggers, by the way. If you write well and you want to submit recipes or guest articles, submit them to us. And if we're published, you'll have your website exposed to our 20,000 plus mailing list. And social media, you know, get on there. Don't waste your time on stuff, but get on the things that matter. Okay. And then educate yourself. Come to webinars, go to conferences, stick with us. We're going to be doing lots of programs. We're going to be doing the IRSPT program. I do free things periodically. But your best bet is to join us, as we talked about at the event, in our certification program or our foundations. But the certification is certainly a good stepping point after that. And you're going to learn the ins and the outs. You're going to get certified as a holistic health counselor because we've applied for through AAD. Well, we've been approved through AADP. We're in the process of getting approval for the National Association of Nutrition Practitioners. We're looking at getting CEUs for various places, and we're recognized. And we'd love to talk to you. So if you're interested, if you're thinking about it at Shine, you're not sure you can do it, you're not sure you can handle the finances, click on the link on the side of the page where you're looking, and it will say any PT strategy session and more. If you've been thinking about it and you really wanted to step in and do it, we are holding the special post-Shine prices up until the 31st of October, and then we're going to start announcing and building up, you know, getting in more strategy sessions. We have people signing up for strategy sessions every day. We have at least 2 more people every day signing up because the word's getting out. Yay, because we need more practitioners out there that know how to get to the root cause, that care about their patients and their clients, that they have heart. They want to get to the heart of the matter, but share their heart in the process. And that's unique, and that's what we're training you to do. And I know you already have the skills to do a lot of this, and it's a matter of really providing you with what's missing. And I would love to chat with you. Lynn would love to chat with you. Jan would love to chat with you and see if it's a good match for you. And we have been able to work out finances for everybody that has had the inclination and the desire to do it, and we can be very creative. So let us know how we can help, how we can bring you into this fold more permanently, and thank you so much for coming out and being here. And then tomorrow we will go deeper with the thyroid, those protocols, more cases, but I wanted that to be for the whole group because, of course, you know, we promised that everybody would get that because we were so enthralled with our speakers on the last day that we went over time and didn't get to cover everything we wanted to. So thanks for being here tonight. If you have Yeah, thank you. Oh, you know what? I'm going to bring Donna on because Donna Kosuska, who did the chemical thing, she was just going to tell, she was going to share a little bit. She's doing a presentation. I'm opening your mic, Donna, if that's okay. She is going to be doing a presentation tomorrow night for my Energy Recharge Coaching Group, which is a year-long coaching program where people are just getting in there and learning all this stuff to take care of themselves. And she's doing a free presentation for them tomorrow night because we offered them her checklist as a bonus. But she just gave me a sneak preview of what that thing looks like, and holy cow, has she done a job. It's just a beautiful, beautiful checklist of all the things that you have, and you can identify your risk and calculate your risk. And then she has this whole column about what to do about it, what to do to reduce your exposures and to clear your exposures. So, Donna, is there anything you would like to share with everybody about that?
Yes, there is. Thanks, Dr. Rita Marie. Hello, everyone. Basically, I just want to say that I really appreciate all the emails and texts I've been getting from people telling me that they enjoyed my presentation and Shine, and I really appreciate that feedback, so thank you. And also, everybody's been emailing me about my product because I did have it for sale for the first time at Shine, and I promised everybody that it was coming soon, and it is so close to being on the website, and so I just need to ask everyone for your patience. I've been responding to those of you who have emailed me and let you know that there is a code to get the product at the special Shine price, and I will honor that code for at least 2 weeks after I actually get the product on the site. So I'm expecting it to be there tomorrow, maybe this weekend, early next week at the latest, and as soon as it is up, I will be sending everyone who has requested it the code that they can use to get the special Shine price. So if there is any of you on the call that did not email me and are interested in my product, certainly email me at donna@chemconscious.com. That is chemconscious, donna@chemconscious.com. And just let me know that you are interested in the Shine bonus, and I will add you to the list of people that will receive the email and the special code that you would need. And if you do buy my product, I have to make sure that everybody understands this is a special prototype project. It's the first time it's being released to the general public, and you guys are getting the first dibs on it. And when you do get my program, you will be given access to my membership site, and you will remain a member forever. And I do plan on some significant updates to this program in the future, and you'll get those all just by being a member on my site. So this is the time to get in on these products while I'm still launching and while I'm still learning.
Absolutely. Thank you, Donna. And, you know, if you guys remember, it was a no-brainer because it was like, what, $9.95 or something to get this checklist. And it's like, what was it, 28 pages? And then so it's hugely valuable and full of information about, and it's stuff that not only that you can use to clean up your own act at home, but this is something that you can use in your consults with people because you can help them and you can, you know, you can be of service with helping them to get this stuff out of their environment. And you're, you know, welcome to contact Donna about teaming up with that and, you know, getting groups through it if that's something you want to do in the future, if you like it. So it's a really cool product and I'm so excited. I've already obviously teamed up with Donna because I've contracted with her to provide a copy of it for everybody in my Energy Recharge Coaching Program as part of our environmental cleanup module. So it's exciting. Thank you. And I've been waiting a long time, so thank you for doing all this work.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you first told me about it, that you were conceiving of it back in the spring when you were doing Spring into Vitality. And no, I think it's even before that. I think it's been like longer than that, that you've been really compiling all the information that goes into something like this.
Yes. We've put at least a year and a half into this product.
Wow.
You know, and we have a bunch more coming up. So, like I said, now would be the time to get in.
Great. Thank you, Donna. Does anybody have any
Thank
questions
you.
For me or for Donna or for each other? I don't see Lynn on there. Lynn's probably on the web. I'm going to see who's on here. Christina, Donna, a few few of you. Lavina. Hi, Lavina. Oh, you left. Okay. So anything else, then we're going to go. So I will. We'll be back on the horn tomorrow, and we'll go through. We'll come have your books with you when you come to the call tomorrow night. And we're going to go through some of those protocols, and I really want to make sure everybody's clear. I don't want to just rush through it. I want to make sure that you're really clear on what are you going to do, how are you going to continue to assess and then create balancing protocols for the thyroid and the adrenal. So I'm going to do a refresh on the questions, and if no other questions, thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of the evening, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.